Thank you. We'd like to welcome everyone and call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Firefly Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 through 10 on this Tuesday, December 10th, 2024, at 4 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Howell in South Jordan, Utah. Just for our records, let's make sure that we do a quick roll call. For those participating today, my name is Tom Jolly and I am District Counsel.
My name is Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom Jolly's paralegal.
Pam Giss, administrator, with Blackwood Advisors.
Jared Westhoff, board member.
And Brian Flam, board member.
And Nate Shipp, board member.
David Hutchison, LaCLA.
It looks like we, James, you want to introduce yourself real quick?
And James Miller, Blackwood.
Perfect. Thank you, everybody. We're going to follow our agenda item today. Our first preliminary action item is we'd like to consider combining the board meeting for all the PIDs for Firefly 1 through 10. Similar to prior meetings, we'd like to ask the Board of Trustees for approval to combine the meeting for Firefly Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 through 10, primarily for efficiency purposes. Do the board members have any questions?
No, I make a motion to combine the meeting for PIDs 1 through 10 for efficiency.
And I'll second that.
Thank you. We have a motion by Brian Flam with a second by Nate Shipp. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll move to our consent items. The board did receive in its packet the proposed draft minutes of the October 31st, 2024 board meeting. Open it up to see if the board has any questions. Okay, I think we can entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of the October 31st, 2024 board meeting.
I will make a motion as proposed.
Thank
and
you.
I second.
Do we have a second?
I second.
So we have a motion by Nate Shipp with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll move to our second consent item, which is to approve and ratify any payment application or requisition request made since the last board meeting. As you remember, this is required by the acquisition and reimbursement agreement, and it's necessary for the Board of Trustees to approve and ratify payment applications. Open it up for any questions from the board.
No questions for me.
If there are no questions, do we have a motion to approve and ratify the payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting?
I'll make a motion as so proposed.
Do we have a second?
I second it.
So we have a motion by Nate Shipp with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. So we're going to move to the public hearing portion of our meeting today, and we need to make a motion to officially open the public hearing portion of the meeting. So can somebody make that motion, please?
I make a motion as so proposed.
Second it.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Excellent. The hearing is now open for public comment and questions on the 2024 amended budget and the budget for 2025. For the record today, do we have any members of the general public participating on today's meeting who want to speak or give input concerning the district's amended operating and capital budget for 2024 or the operating and capital budget for 2025? We do not see anyone participating electronically at the meeting, and there are no members of the general public here in our office in South Jordan. So we can enter, since there's no general public to give comments, we can have a motion to close the public meeting portion of the meeting.
I make a motion to close the public hearing portion of the meeting.
I second it.
Thank you. We have a motion by Brian Flam and a second by Nate Ship. I think so. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're now going to move to our action items. The first action item is consider adoption of Resolution 2024-09. This resolution adopts an amendment to the operating and capital budget for calendar year 2024. As you will recall, the tentative amended budget was approved by the board. Was that correct, Ashley? At the October 31st board. So when was the
2024
the board? When did we approve the amended budget?
In November, was it November?
Hold on. So we talk about 2025 in the November, December, but it looks like 2024 was adopted on May 9th.
Okay, so for our meeting minutes, let's reflect that the amended budget was approved on May 9th, 2024.
Just the initial.
Excuse me?
Just the initial 2024 budget, just the initial amended one.
Okay. Do we have David Hutchison of CLA to answer any questions about this final amended budget?
Yeah, I just wanted to reach out to you guys or ask you guys if you had anything specific you wanted to ask about or talk about. Have not been any changes from the tentative budget to now.
Well, I didn't see anything. It made sense to me.
Okay.
No questions on my end.
Okay, thanks, David. So do we have a motion adopting the final amended 2024 budget for Firefly District number one? Need someone to make a motion?
I'll make a motion as proposed.
I'll second it.
Thank you. We have a motion by Brian Flam with a second by Nate Ship. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to move to our second action item. Consider adoption of Resolution 2024-10. This is a resolution adopting the final budgets for calendar year 2025 for Firefly Public Infrastructure Districts number 1-10. Now this one we did approve the tentative budgets, were approved on the board on October 31st, 2024. Again, I'm gonna turn the time over to David Hutchison to see if he can answer any of the board members' questions on these final budgets. I don't think there have been any changes.
No changes. Just again, if you have any questions, we can talk through them, but yeah, no changes.
Yeah, look pretty straightforward. I'm good.
Okay. So do we have a motion approving the final budgets for Firefly Public Infrastructure Districts number 1-10 for 2025?
I make a motion as proposed.
I second it.
Thank you. We have a motion by Nate Ship with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now move to our third agenda item, action item. Consider approval of engagement for an auditor for 2024 for Firefly Public Infrastructure District number one. The Utah law does require PIDs to conduct annual audits by an independent third-party auditor. CLA, as district accountant, will coordinate with the auditor to make sure the audit is done correctly and then file the required reports with the state of Utah. Pam, I'm not sure if you guys file that report or if CLA does, but I know one of you will. You're on mute, Pam.
There we go. I'll coordinate with David and Shelby on that.
Perfect. We're in good hands. We know the report will get properly filed. Now
is this the first year we've had an audit? I can't remember.
Yes.
Okay, so I just couldn't remember if we had it. I guess we didn't issue the bonds till January, so that makes sense.
Right.
So CLA will give some recommendations to the board on auditing firms. I know they usually use a couple. I'm going to turn the time over to David and he can just briefly tell you the process.
Yeah, so we've typically used a couple of the firms. One's based out of Colorado, it's Haney and Company. The other one is based out of St. George, is Hinton Burdick. And we'll just reach out to them, provide them the budget, and request a proposal on fees, and then they'll get back to us and we can provide those to you guys. I don't know if there's any other accounting firms you'd like us to reach out to. We can do that also. But those are the two that we've worked with a lot and we know are very familiar with these special districts. So it's been good to work with them.
Yeah, you might as well stick with someone with a group that's already familiar with it and familiar with the processes. So I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Is it Steve Palmer with Hinton Burdick that you're used to working with, or who do you work with?
McKay. I just lost his last name. McKay is the one I've been working with, the partner down there in St. George.
I know who McKay is. Okay. They're a good firm.
Yeah.
So okay. What I'm going to recommend to the board is we make the motion broad enough to authorize the districts to seek proposals for qualified auditing firms, select a qualified firm to prepare the required 2024 audit, and then authorize the district chair to sign it. And then we can ratify that action at the next board meeting. Does that sound reasonable to the board?
Yes.
Okay, great. Then let's just have a motion to authorize the district to seek proposals from qualified auditing firms, select a qualified audit firm to prepare the required 2024 audit, and authorize the district chair to sign an engagement agreement.
I so move.
I second. Thank you.
So we have a motion by Jared Westhoff with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Yes. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to the fourth action item, consider approval of renewal of the CLA engagement and authorize the district chair to sign the statement of work. The board did receive the statement of work in their board packet. David Hutchinson of CLA will explain any questions the board might have about the statement of work from CLA for 2025.
Again, just wanted to open it up to you guys if you had any specific questions you wanted to ask or concerns, and we can talk about that.
Okay, seeing none, do we have a motion approving the statement of work from CLA to act as district accountant for 2025 and provide accounting services to Firefly Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 10 and authorize the district chair to sign?
I so move.
Second. A motion by Nate Shipp with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll move to the fifth action item. Consider approval of renewal of York Cal engagement and authorize the district chair to sign. Again, the engagement letter is in the board packet. The engagement letter sets forth the terms and fees for York Cal to act as district counsel for the Firefly Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 10 for 2025. I'm available to answer any questions the board might have.
I don't have any.
Okay, well, let's have a motion approving the engagement letter of York Cal to act as district counsel for Firefly Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 10 and authorizing the district chair to sign.
I make a motion as so moved.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. So we have a motion by Nate Ship with a second by Jared Westhoff. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The final action item is to consider adoption of the annual board meeting for 2025. We did provide proposed board meeting calendar in the board packet for 2025. Open it up for any questions from the board. Okay, seeing none.
I didn't really compare
them.
You need to?
For the proposed, I guess. They can always adjust. Okay. Then I'm good. No questions.
We tried to leave some flexibility, but we also went by the recommendations of CLA on kind of at least the months for the board meetings, given the reports and financials that they have to prepare. So that's why
I'm sure we can make it work, especially since it's Zoom. We can figure it out.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the district board's meeting calendar for 2025?
I so motion.
Do we have a second?
Well, I'll second it.
So we have a motion by Brian Flam with a second by Nate Ship. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. So we're going to our administrative non-action items on the agenda. I didn't put anything in here. If there's any non-action item the board would like to discuss, now would be the time to bring that up. Doesn't look like we have any additional items from the board being raised. So as promised, I've saved the best present for Jared or for Nate for last, and give him the opportunity to do a motion to adjourn.
This is Nate Ship. I will make a motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
So we have a motion by Nate Ship, and both Brian and Jared anxiously seconded that. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone. We stand adjourned. Wishing everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Before you guys hop off, can we? Can you all send us your most recent plats for the anything that's been filed? James, when was the last plat that you have, so that we can allocate the assessments and get some numbers over to you prior to closing?
Sorry.
Yeah, if you'll tell me what plats, I can get Heather to send them out.
I think the best would be all plats, Dave, but I'll check which ones we have already.
Yeah, if you just want to shoot me an email, I can copy my team and they'll get them right back to you.
Okay, that sounds good.
I know we've recorded more, and a couple recorded in the last month.
Yeah. I think those are the ones I'm looking for, but I'll double check to confirm and shoot you an email back a little later.
Perfect.
Many thanks. Wishing everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Late December.
Happy holidays to everybody.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.